The Baptizing Messiah. This was John's testimony when the Jewish leaders sent priests and temple assistants from Jerusalem to ask John, "Who are you?" He came right out and said, "I am not the Messiah." "Well then, who are you?" they asked. "Are you Elijah?" "No," he replied. "Are you the prophet we are expecting?" "No." "Then who are you? We need an answer for those who sent us. What do you have to say about yourself?" John replied in the words of the prophet Isaiah, "I am a voice shouting in the wilderness, 'Clear the way for the Lord's coming.'" Then the Pharisees who had been sent asked him, "If you aren't the Messiah, or Elijah, or the prophet, what right do you have to baptize?" John 1:19-25, New Living Translation. Notice that the Jewish expectation of the Messiah was that he would be coming and baptizing. Now some Pharisees who had been sent questioned him, "Why then do you baptize if you are not the Christ, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" John 1:24-25, NIV. The Pharisees questioned John the Baptist with these words, "If you are not Christ, the Messiah, the King of Israel, why are you baptizing? If you are not Elijah, which was to be the forerunner of the Messiah, Malachi 4:5, why do you baptize?" See Matthew 11:14. "If you are not the prophet," another expression for the Messiah, Deuteronomy 18:15, why do you baptize? Why was the Messiah expected to baptize? Good question. We will try to answer that question in a moment. First, let's establish the fact that Jesus did indeed come baptizing. After these things, Jesus and his disciples came into the land of Judea, and there he remained with them and baptized. John 3:22, New King James Version. When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee. John 4:1-3, King James Version. The statement that Jesus baptized, John 3:22-26, probably means he was overseeing the baptizing done by his disciples, John 4:2. If you notice in Hebrews 6:1-2, the foundations of Christ, the Messiah's doctrine, that baptism was not in the singular baptism, but it was in the plural, baptisms. Why? Because Jesus baptized in water, indirectly through his disciples, John 4:1-2, and Jesus also directly baptized individuals, both Jews and Gentiles, Acts 10:45-48, 11:15-18, with the Holy Spirit, Acts 1:5. Now here is part of the answer to the question, why was the Messiah expected to baptize? Because it was prophesied in the Old Testament that the Messiah would do so, not by water only, but by Spirit. "And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions, and also upon the servants and upon the handmaids. In those days will I pour out my Spirit." Joel 2:28-29, King James Version. The Apostle Peter on the day of Pentecost quoted the Joel passage in Acts 2:16-18 and said, "This promise is to you and to your children and even to the Gentiles, all who have been called by the Lord our God." Acts 2:39, New Living Translation. Have you received this power from on high? Acts 1:8. Have you received the promise of the Messiah's baptism? Acts 1:5. Have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed? Acts 19:2. "Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full." John 16:24.